Team Barnett, 2-0 for the day. That last match was not easy, was it?
No, it wasn't. And that team, I mean, they lost the first match. So I told our girls, I said, hey, nothing's easy on this. I mean, they want to come back and want to win the last match of the day. And so the first set was, it was all right. And then the second set was like playing with fire the whole time. It was a serving game. And I told the girls, hey, it's the little things that we got to fix. I mean, if we fixed up with our serves, and definitely we went to rotational defense because we were just getting killed on the shorter defensive side of it. But then as soon as that third set came around, we fixed those small things and then we just won it. So I told the girls, I said, easy as that. If we just do our own job, do our own thing, like we're just going to win easily for ourselves and for the team.
How was it to coach out there today?
It was actually really good. This obviously is my first time coaching high school level seniors, and obviously it was really fun. I've even played against some of these girls in high school, but with the high school level, it's really fun because they have great fundamentals with volleyball, and so you can do a lot of things with it, and it's just really great to watch and coach with too.
All three teams had great players.
Yeah.
Just who is going to mesh the best with the limited amount of time of practice?
We only had 2 hours of practice, and the girls had quite a bit of time to mingle with each other earlier. They did some team activities together as well. But I feel like some of the girls, all the girls, obviously, we had a great chemistry, even though, I feel like majority of the girls knew each other, but they never played with each other. They played against, but it was just all came down with the chemistry of how you play together and just with the competition that you bring against other teams.
You and Coach Vic have a little bet on this one because, of course, she was your coach last. You went assistant coach, and unfortunately, Coach Evie couldn't be here because of a death in the family. But Coach Barr, did you have anything, Coach Vic, like whoever wins, buys the other one lunch or something like that?
We actually did a bet. Somebody else also asked me that, like, "Hey, are you just betting on who's winning?" And we're like, "No, we're just going with it, just having fun with it and coaching."
He didn't have any static whatsoever from the official. Head official, did he? Did he threaten the red card or the yellow card?
I don't know. There were some questionable plays where I thought that we had some good touches when we hit, and he called it out, and I was like, it's all right, Mom. No worries. It's all right. Now, if we were down and that happened, I would be a little bit upset, but, I mean, we were up, so we're okay. Yeah, it's
exactly
okay. No,
right.
I'm just kidding. Fun
doing this, isn't it?
No, it is, and it was a great opportunity that they asked me to do this. I mean, they asked me during college when I was away, and I was like, oh, my gosh, yes. I want to come back to this gym that I used to play in for a long time and coach these fantastic girls, the area girls around here, and obviously compete and have fun.
All right. Well, nice job. Now, in the meantime, this young lady's do you ever get a workout in today? Still?
No, today's the off day.
Oh, okay.
And then tomorrow I got to get right back with
that's
it.
That's right.
So. Yeah.
Because like a month and a half?
Yes.
You're off to back to Omaha for college at St. Mary's.
This summer has been, it's just flying by like crazy, but I am really excited for the upcoming season, especially going to Florida for like within the second or third week of preseason. So that would be really fun. And then we have a Hastings tournament coming right up after that. So any local people that have time, go down and watch College St. Mary Volleyball compete.